Community and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965.
From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis,
the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Well, the Abbotsford Falcons are expecting an onside kick as they have 10 players within 10 yards of where the football is. Only one man deep. Let's see if Nakusa obliges or if Joseph Bertling boots it away. He is going to squib it down past the, try to get it past the 10. Bounces off of one of the up men, but it's still recovered by the Falcons, and they'll take over first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. So he tried to kick it really hard, and maybe that was the whole goal, just try to bounce it off someone and see if it couldn't come bounding back towards the paper makers, but it kind of squirted towards the goal of Abbey, and they were able to fall on top of it.
We've seen that happen in the past, so those on sides, those squibs, weird things happen.
Yep, and they're officially going to mark it at the 37-yard line of Abbotsford. First and 10. Still have 9:47 to go. Quick three and out would do some good here for Nakusa.
Another turnover?
That would be even better. So once again, we've got Aguilera in shotgun form. He'll hand it off to the one man to his right and working his way to the near hash mark. Now cuts back up towards the middle and gets it up to about the 44-yard line, I think it is.
Yeah, he got a pretty darn nice gain of 7.
Oh, it's second down and 3 for the Falcons. Now they're going to bring it back because they're going to... I thought I saw somebody throw a flag on the near side here. Legal shift, I guess they'll say. So forget the plus 7. Instead, we got a penalty for 5.
And you're seeing this kind of slide a little bit. Abbotsford's making mistakes now. I don't know if it's that they're all of a sudden realizing, hey, we got to kind of kick it in the backside a little bit and put a little more distance between Nakusa and us. But that pick 6, they haven't been really functioning on offense as well as they would like, I'm sure. This game is not over.
Here's a handoff the right side. Nothing doing. Maybe a loss of a yard on that handoff. Tell you what, Nakusa's got the big mo on their side right now.
Yes, they do.
We'll say a loss. He moves it back about a half a yard.
That was Baller, and he comes up a little gimpy.
Ball will be about the 31-yard line, so let's give him a loss of 1 on that.
That's what I did.
Okay, second down and 16 now yards to go. You know, it's so hard to convince, I don't care what level of football, that you're up by 21, you know, you kind of relax a little bit, let down instead of putting that foot on the gas. And right now, Nakusa's got the momentum.
Yeah, I mean, all it takes is, you know, when you know you're getting tackled behind the line to kind of try to reach, and it pops out, and you're in a world of hurt.
Aguilera again, and now a penalty, I think.
Delay a game.
Yep, that came from the back judge. And so we'll move it back 5 more on the penalty, and then Nakusa faithful on the far side.
They're getting worked up.
Seeing the momentum shift their way, so it'll be a second down now and 21 from the 26-yard line. As the clock stops with the movement of the football backwards to the 8:29 mark of quarter number 4, 35-20, Abbotsford has been held scoreless here in quarters 3 and 4 thus far. That's 2 thuses in one game.
Thus.
So back in shotgun formation, Aguilera, a little swing pass out to the right side and running through one would-be tackler and gets shoved out of bounds, but not before he is able to get near the 40-yard line.
Fuentes.
Yep, they're going to say, at least the headlinesman here on the near side is going to say the 37-yard line, I guess. So gain of 11. We'll make it a third down and 10 from the 37-yard line, right where this drive started about 2.5 minutes ago.
You make a big stop here, Nakusa. You got another chance. And the way they have been able to push the ball downfield through the air, there is still a lot of chance left here.
Especially with a little over 8 minutes to go, and now
timeout.
Nakusa going to call timeout. Didn't quite like what they saw defensively right there, so they'll take a timeout. Seth, let's just do a 30-second as you are listening to FM 105.5 IRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
EWG, little Edgar Winter Group here for you. Frankenstein, just less than a week away from Halloween. Been a nightmare thus far for the Falcons in half number two, and now they just got another 5-yard penalty on illegal procedure. So they just rolled through that first half.
Are they going to call offsides?
Or? I saw them doing illegal.
Okay, there we go.
Yep. The faithful from Nakusa continuing to vocalize their pleasure as the Papermakers really playing well here in half number two. Actually lead it in this half, 6-0.
Yeah, like I said, I only saw the Papermaker jump, and I didn't see the doing the hustle. So my apologies for stepping on you there, Randy. Nakusa's right where they want to be.
Boy, if they got that other touchdown.
So. Oh, all happy breaking loose here.
Some butts, huh?
Yep. So Merry Christmas.
Yep, you're in the shotgun. Aguilar's going to hand it off on the near side. Broadhagen breaks one tackle.
Lock in the back. It's coming back.
Second, and now he's going to be brought down at the 45-yard line, but hold everything. There's a flag. It's lying right there at the 40-yard line, or maybe the 35.
That should be coming back. I saw a block in the back that was going against Kretschmeyer. He got hit in the back when he was trying to make a tackle. So going to back up the big truck here. Beep, beep, beep.
So they mark it from where the flag is laying. That's at the about the 39-yard line. Now it's interesting, right, because the decision time, he did not make the stick. It was short by a little bit, but I think Nakusa is going to accept the penalty because the ball started at the about the 32-yard line, and now they're going to step it off from about the 35, I would.
Looks like they're actually at the 36. They're going to step it from.
See where he puts it down. The 26.
Yep.
So about 15 yards on that penalty. So back at the 26 yard line, they have to get all the way up to the 48 yard line. As Aguilera takes the snap, three-step drop, looking downfield, going to let it fly, and he's got a man, and he makes a finger-step tip catch at the Papermaker 39-40 yard line.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Oh, wow.
A 44, is that not right? No, that's a 34-yard reception.
Man.
And a fresh set of downs, and that is a killer for the Papermakers.
Abby's making the plays they need to. I mean, there's no way around it. That was an outstanding catch, and it was a diving catch.
Well, he laid out for it, caught it on his fingertips, and hauled it in.
That was big number 86, A.J. Broadhagen.
Now Abbotsford all fired up as they'll hand it off to the second man through, Emilio Escalera, the 5'10", 180-pound senior. And he's able to push ahead for 4 yards on the carry to the 36-yard line. Say a gain of about 4 on the play. It'll be second down and a long 6 yards to go. And now the clock is down to 7:17 and counting. So we'll look at a couple of big plays when this ball game is over. Having a touchdown pass called back and a reception here on the country mile for the Falcons.
That's hindsight. You know, it's more than just the two plays, but they definitely didn't help, and neither is this one.
It's gone to the end zone.
Touchdown.
The Falcons get the
Chase Bowler.
touchdown from the yard line. Touchdown that'll increase the lead for the Falcons to 41-20 now here. Quarter number four. And they will trot out Mr. Perez to attempt the PAT, the 650 mark of the ball game, and that's definitely your Wayne Larrabee Dagger.
Yeah, I mean, the Cooses, no quit boys from Coosa. Got to be very happy with them, got to be very proud of them. It's more than just a couple plays, but it was just a couple plays that really did them in, as that kick is right through the uprights, and Abby regains that momentum.
So with 6:50 to go in the contest, the scoreboard now reads 42-20 in favor of the Falcons. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s. Low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Perez has it up at his own 40-yard line, is here in quarter number four. They kick it from north to south, squibs it on the ground. Going to be picked up by one of the upmen for the Papermakers. Returns it to the 40-yard line. Returned by Eli Anderson for Nakusa.
Gets up a little slow, a little bit of hitch in his giddy up.
Mark it right smack dab at the 40-yard line. First and 10 as we have the clock will get wound up when we get things going here at the 6:45 mark of stanza number four. Kretschmer comes in along with Justin Thielen, 5'9", 160-pound senior, as they bring the play in from the sideline. They split Mr. Wintland out to the top of the screen, Finn Kretschmer to the left side, and they fake the handoff to
pass.
Finn. And Nash just flips it out to Finn, and he gets it up to the 45, to the 48, maybe the 49-yard line. I'll say the 48. Gain of 8 on that carry. Second down and 2 yards to go for the Packer.
Now, that's the heck of it right now, Randy. Nakusa's going to have to really pass to try to get back into this. I mean, down three-ish scores. You gotta get something going here, boys.
Down to halfway through this fourth quarter. And the handoff straight up the middle. Thielen again as he's going to get the first down as he crosses midfield to the 46-yard line. So gain of 8 on that carry. First and 10 for Nakusa. They'll mark it at the 47-yard line.
3 carries, 13 yards for Thielen.
They break the huddle as they wind the clock as the chains are set. Exactly halfway through now, quarter number four. Kretschmar under center. And he'll roll to his left. Got some time. Looking downfield, and it is batted away at the last second by Abbotsford's Marlon Torres. And the Papermakers on incomplete. It'll be a second down and 10 from the 47-yard line. So the Papermakers with the stoppage of the clock can now huddle up, and Nash can come to the sideline and get play here from the sideline. They will take and send out on the top of the screen Damian Armstead. Kretschmer looks like he's going to run with it now. He rolled to his left.
Where to go?
Grabbed and
brought back after a loss of a yard on the play, maybe two.
It looks like two to me.
Put it at the 48-yard line. And it'll be a third down and 12 now for Nakusa. At this point in the ballgame, Michael, you know, you put up a good fight. You're down to 5 minutes. You're down three scores. Even up, though. They're still battling away here.
It's like John Rambo said, nothing is over. So it's
under center.
Uphill battle, right. That's for sure.
Nash will keep. Roll to his right. Look out from behind. He's rolling. He's throwing. He's got a man.
Caught!
And at the 28-yard line, turn up the field to 20, the 15, and knocked out of bounds is Wintland on another big reception. Shoved and flew about 5 feet in the air, and now he is getting up slowly as he landed on that right side. And I'm going to mark him down at about the 10-yard line for a gain of 38 on the pass play. And it'll be first down. I don't know if it's going to be goal to goal, but first of all, they got to attend to Brandon Whitman. When he was running down the sideline, one of the Abbotsford Falcons just hit right about shoulder high and just...
Yeah, it kind of looked like Superman flying through the air there. And
elevated
that's,
him.
I mean, he's best hands in the game so far for Nakusa. Five catches. Double check my numbers. 52, 38. You can do math faster than I can, Randy. So that's 9 yards, two touchdowns. That's a heck of a receiver that you need coming down the stretch if you want to get this a little closer. But
now sitting up.
He's doing all right. I think he just got the wind knocked out of him, hopefully.
Yeah, he's running, too. That's really good to see.
Yeah, I think it's just getting the wind knocked out of him. I think he'll be.
Maybe landed on the football, right?
Yeah, oh, that's very possible.
Yep, he's holding his stomach, and that's I'm assuming that's exactly what happened, that when he came down, it was right on the football, and he's just talking to some of his buddies on the sideline, and he's kind of holding his solar plexus there and saying, yeah, I caught the football right here.
Give me another play, and of course, trainer's just looking at him, making sure that's all that it is, and doing his due diligence.
First and goal, ball just inside the 10-yard line. As a matter of fact, part of the football lying on the 10-yard line. So we will... Resume first. Action here. Three ticks under 5 minutes to go.
First and goal, Nakusa.
Wideouts going left and right. Braden Luckner on the top of the screen for Nakusa. Under center. Nash rolls to his left. Little down and out. Going for the far pylon and overthrows. And Nash is jumping up and down. Says, I had him and I just overshot him. Done it. Second and goal. Still at the 10-yard line. Will stop on the incomplete pass. 4:52 to go.
Got a little bit of discussion here as they set the ball back.
Thank you, the good folks.
Thank you very much.
Bringing up a little popcorn for us to enjoy. So here's what you'll hear the next 4.5 minutes. He's running. He's score.
And then we choke.
Well, papermakers aren't going to choke because they're going to work it down here at the goal line, see what they can't do. Second and goal from just inside the 10-yard line. Kretschmar, a little slant over the middle ball, deflected it away, and
flag
call interference in the end zone. So that should move it to the 5-yard line on the interference call. I think that's what it is, don't you, Michael?
I thought so. I thought he was draped on top of him. So we're a long ways away, so don't always matter what we think.
Yep, they will move it to the 5-yard line. Automatic first down, or does it remain... Second down. I guess that remains second down.
Yeah, and that's our partner on the other side. He did reiterate what I was just about to say.
High school football.
It's high school football. It's not an automatic first down.
We had that happen a couple of times on us this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem when you got all these different rules at the different levels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, second and goal from the 5-yard line. Kretschmer puts it on his hip. Looking for that left pylon play that they had before. And, again, a little bit of a grab, but no flag this time on Braden Lochner as he goes in and then goes to the far pylon, and Nash can't hook up with him. So on the incomplete pass, clock stops at 4:42, and it'll be third and goal from the 5-yard line. So the paper maker, see if they can't dip the scoreboard one more time here with – it's under 5 minutes to go. Kretschmar under center.
Make it a two-score game, hopefully.
And he's going to just keep it and follow his big center. He's dancing, spinning, and he's going to be no score. He is just a little bit shy.
I think you got four.
Yep. And it'll be fourth and goal from the 1 yard line. And the clock will continue to roll with 4:25 now and counting in the fourth quarter. Abbotsford on top by 3 scores.
We'll see how they finish this. I mean, Abbotsford did kind of get about the run. They forgot about to honor it because they think Akusa's trying to score quick, save clock, so they think possibly getting onside.
They got a bunch of guys in the middle hoping to stop a QB sneak, so they don't do it. Instead, they hand it off to Thielen, and he's in to score! Touchdown, Akusa! And the Papermakers now with 26 points on the board, and will attempt a two-point conversion to try to get this down to a 14-point Abbotsford lead.
That's just good hard work by Nakusa, not quitting, not giving up. And I think we were kind of wondering about coming to the second half when things just weren't going right to close out that first half. And they definitely have not quit. They're a bunch of tough kids out there.
You know, I think that was the consensus up here. They were not going to quit, and they did not disappoint. Kretschmar under center. He'll fake it, and he'll keep it, and he gets knocked down.
He's in. Okay.
Just barely got it in, so the two-point conversion is good. Papermakers within 14 with 4:02 to go. As we step out, you're listening to Division 6 Level 1 football action here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Spooky. There's that squib kick again. It's still bouncing loose. And finally, Abbotsford falls on top of it at the 37-yard line, their own, and that's where they will start this next drive. First and 10 for the Falcons as we are now one tick under 4 minutes remaining in this Division 6 Level 1 football playoff game. Mark it maybe a little closer to the 37. Yeah. That's about right. First they moved it up a little bit, and then they said, yeah, we like the 37 that Randy
They're
said.
They're doing originally. The time warp.
Yep. Well, let's see if the Papermakers can either get a TO or a quick three and out here. Down by 14. Boy, that touchdown that got called back.
Oh, I know.
Just weighs heavily on me. And Aguilera now goes over the right side, and he pushes up to the 40-yard line for gain of 3 on that carry. And it'll be second down and 7 now to go for the Abbotsford Falcons, the number 4 seed here, taking on the 5th seed of Papermakers. I wonder if it would have been any different had this game been over in Nakusa.
That's a good question.
Right? I say the home field is worth a few points, right?
I think it's 3. Technically, if you're betting, which why would you bet on high school football? Right. But
no count. Now the 10 seconds. The back judge with a hand up in the air. They're trying to run as much of the clock between plays as they can. Aguilera is going to keep it once again and go around the right side. Not going to risk handing it off at all.
No.
And he's going to be brought down. The head linesman is standing at about the 43-yard line, but the ball will be placed at the 44. So a gain of 4, and I think Nakusa is going to take a timeout here with third down. At one tick under 3 minutes to go. You know, I just getting a vibe from you, Michael, that I got a feeling that the Badgers have a real chance to knock off number 3 Penn State tomorrow.
If they play smart, I think they do. If. We're talking about young athletes that sometimes the emotions can get the best of them. But I think there's a real chance.
Of course, they're going to have to be able to control line of scrimmage. Tell you some more obvious things. Let's see. They can't throw any interceptions. Can't fumble the football. Got to stop the other team.
No penalties.
No penalties. That's all the ones that come to my mind right now.
Don't wear white after Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. 5 days before Halloween, don't wear black. I made that one up. So both teams now heading back out onto the field from their respective sidelines. Big play here. Third down and long 3 yards to go for the Falcons. If Aguilera doesn't want to risk handing it off, if he'll keep it, he will. He'll go straight ahead. And I think they pushed the pile far enough that he's going to get the first down as he gets all the way up to the 49-yard line on a pickup of 5. And be a first down and 10 for the Falcons as we are now right exactly smack dab at the 3-minute mark. And that one is a killer in a thriller. Not in Manila.
That's right. Got a final out of Madison. Madison Memorial knocked off Stevens Point. 33-21, Madison Memorial will now take on 7-seeded DC Everest. They knocked off Hudson 50-21.
Ooh, big win for the Evergreens tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're a 7-seed. I don't know why they got placed 7, but they did.
Probably trying to prove something here tonight. And here's the handoff to Bowler as he is dipping his way in and out of the right guard and center and makes his way across the midfield mark to the 34-yard line. Carry. The Coosa territory. Second down. Oh. Got a stoppage of play as the referee waving his hand saying, my time. As I think they are having.
Could be blood, could be a.
Yeah. Right now they've got Joseph Bertling coming in as he is replacing. I think that was Jared Richardson who comes out.
Mm hmm.
So it'll be second down and 4 yards to go for the Falcons as the clock now restarts as they get the proper players on and off the field. 2 minutes exactly to go here. And basically, with that first down, if they want to milk the clock as much as possible, they'll get it under a minute to go here before they have to snap the clock. And now whistle blows and the timeout going to be taken by the Falcons.
Probably just trying to tell them exactly that.
And probably saying, you know what, we need another clock to run another 25 seconds. So 1:48 to go here. And again, you got a little action yourself, some play-by-play coming up this weekend, don't you?
Yes, I do. Got the River Kings coming up both games. Looking forward to that. Kind of learn a little bit more on the fly what the hockey is, such fast, furious action.
The big thing, right, trying to keep your eye on that puck.
Yes. And memorize the numbers as you go along.
Yeah, because if you are down at your roster a little bit too much, or especially because guys come off the ice, it's not like any other sport. You don't just have players like during a timeout or something. They go
right
off right during the game. And if you look down and look up, try to find that puck, you can find yourself in a world of hurt.
Well, and with the electronics up there, you got to be darn careful so that the puck doesn't find that and then you're off the air.
Right.
So... Very hazardous. Can be a dangerous sport, but all sports can be, too.
But tell you what, it's high action and lots of fun, so you'll enjoy that this weekend as the Havoc, hopefully they don't wreak too much of it, come to town.
They're having a little bit of a rough year, from what I understand, so hopefully the River Kings can give them a rough year.
Aguilar to Bowler, straight ahead. He's got the first down.
Oh, yeah.
Pyle still pushing back and forth. Now he comes flying out of there. Penalty flags flying. And things getting a little bit rough out there on the field. The first down was made, and it's going to be either push back or down another 15 yards the other. So the ball is going to be spotted at 39. So that was a gain of 5. Let's see now what they do with the penalty, who they call it on. Waiting to see if his microphone works again. Cold. Trying to make it work. We've heard him once or twice tonight. Right now he's just kind of pointing towards Nakusa. Yep, personal foul on Nakusa, so That'll be an additional 15 yards with the penalty, so a 20-yard. So that's all the way up to the 24-yard line of Nakusa. It'll be first and 10 now. They mark it actually at the 25-yard line. 19-yard difference there. So they wind the clock now with the ball reset and the down markers move forward. And they can take themselves down to near a minute now before they actually have to snap this ball. The Falcons are all kind of huddled up. That's the one thing, of course, Michael, you know, they got another game coming up. They don't want to especially have their quarterback get injured or anybody for that matter.
No. So they're just going to victory formation it with a 1:10 to go.
Yep, take a kneel down. That's the first one. And at a minute five, they'll take their time in resetting the football as well before they officially mark it ready for play so that the back judge can run off like 25 seconds before they have to snap it again. So a couple more snaps, and that should do it here. We can add up some numbers and share with you the scoring highlights before we hit the road and head back to Rapids.
Coach Baker going up and down his bench, giving a high five and words of encouragement to each one of the players, telling them thanks for everything. It's been an outstanding year. Didn't end the way we wanted it to, but nothing to hang our heads about.
So even though there's 31 seconds to go, he's not setting the ball for play so that they make sure that they don't have to run another play. Nakusa heading to one sideline, Abbotsford victorious going to the other, and that'll wrap things up here from Abbotsford. So let's take a look at those scoring highlights here that started way back in quarter number one. Nakusa takes the opening kickoff and goes 61 yards in seven plays on a TD pass from Ash Kretschmar to Brandon Whitland. The two-point conversion by Jacob Bertling just short, and the Papermakers led it 6-0 with 9 minutes and 10 seconds to go in quarter number two. Then in the first possession for the Falcons, the quarterback Irvin Aguilera goes 1 yard to the right, capping a 10-play, 57-yard drive, and Fernando Perez's PAT was good, and Abbotsford had the lead after quarter number one, 7-6. The second possession of the ball game for the Papermakers, they take it and go 80 yards in 10 plays. Nash Kretschmer straight up the middle from 5 yards out, and the two-point pass to Braden Lochner was good. And just 6 ticks into quarter number two, Nakusa regains the lead at 14-7. But then just 16 seconds and one play later, pass from Straguilera to A.J. Broadhagen went 73 yards, and Perez's PAT knotted things up at 14 apiece. And yet, the Falcons were not done. They would go on to score three more times yet in quarter number two, the next at about the halfway mark, as Christian Fuentes went 1 yard up the middle. It was a two-play, 11-yard drive with Perez's PAT being good. It was after Kretschmar was hit from behind and fumbled it at the 11-yard line, and Abby led it 21-14. Then about a minute and a half later, pass interception by Mr. A.J. Broadhagen. 40 yards out, Perez's PAT, and suddenly a two-score lead for the Falcons. And then again, about a minute later, a touchdown pass from Aguilera to Chase Bowler. 40 yards, 7 plays, 80 yards, Perez's PAT, and Abby led it at the break, 35-14. Neither team able to dent the scoreboard in quarter number four. But with 9:51 to go, a 26-yard touchdown pass from Nash Kretschmar to Brandon Whitland. One play, 26 yards. A two-point pass was incomplete, and the lead was down to 15. And it looked like maybe it would get even closer as the Papermakers get a long touchdown pass, but unfortunately a hold in the middle of the line away from the play brought it back, and Nakusa was unable to recover from that. And then at the 6:50 mark, a 36-yard touchdown run by Chase Baller kind of put things on ice for the Falcons. It was an 8-play, 63-yard drive. Perez's PAT made it 42-20. Papermakers tried to make it interesting, scoring with 4:02 to go on a 1-yard run by Justin Thielen. 9-play, 60-yard drive was capped off by a 2-point run by Nash Kretschmar on the conversion, and it was a 14-point Abbey lead, but that's how things would end as the Falcons were able to pick up a couple of first downs, take a couple of knees, run off the clock, and they will move on and probably will be taking on number two-ranked Coleman next Friday night over just north of Green Bay in Coleman. So with the individual and team statistics, one more time, here's Michael Comer.
Starting with Nakusa, led off by Nash Kretschmeyer, 12 carries for 44 yards. Eli Anderson, 4 for 5. Owen Hoogestegger, 3 for 5. Jacob Bertling, 2 for 9. Justin Thielen, 4 for 14. And Finn Kretschmeyer, 3 for 7. That's 28 carries for 84 yards. Nash Kretschmeyer, for the game, completed 11 of 22 passes with one interception, as he also had 143 yards passing to have Nakusa finish with 227 total yards. Not a bad total, but that interception was big, as that went for 6, as Randy mentioned. On the other side of that, 10 first downs of the game, 4 penalties for 50 yards, and 1 fumble, 1 loss fumble, as that fumble, that really led to another short field for the Falcons, as I believe it was just inside the 10-yard line, just outside the 10-yard line for 11 yards. So, Nakusa, tough luck at tonight, but the stats actually looked fairly solid for them as we turn the page. Abbotsford, Emilio Escalera, 12 carries for 58 yards. Irvin Aguilera, 12 for 54. Chase Baller, 12 for 62. Carter Clyer has 1 carry, no yardage on that. Brad Hagen, he had 3 for 43. Fuentes, he was 6 for 19. As the Falcons, 46 carries for 236 yards. That's a pretty big number there, Randy. As they also had 122 yards passing to finish with 358 total yards in the game, 19 first downs, but they had 11 penalties for 75 as they put the ball on the ground, twice and did not lose it as they were able to recover those fumbles. So really, it was just that little stretch of time in there to where you have that pick six, have that fumble in there that they were able to get 14 points off of, and then you have that long touchdown pass that got called back on a hold. Three plays didn't cost them the game, but 3 plays definitely sank the efforts.
Let's go wrap things up as the Papermakers end their season with a fine record of 7-3. And
nothing to hang your heads about.
They had a good year, that's for sure. So congratulations, Coach Baker and his staff and all those Papermaker players as they come up a little bit short here. And Abbotsford, of course, they continue down the playoff road with a victory. Now 8-2 on the season, and no doubt we'll be facing Coleman next week, Friday. So once again, our final score, the Falcons of Abbotsford, 42, the Papermakers of Nakusa, 28. For Michael Homer, Seth Habegger, back at our studios, and all of our sponsors who allowed us to bring you high school football this season, we thank you so much. Randy Paul saying so long, everybody. You've been listening to Nakusa Papermaker playoff action here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country Legends 24/7.
Foxes with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater present their newest show, Let the Spirit Move You. This incomparable fun time is a collection of 4 short plays to get you roaring with laughter. Showtimes are Thursday, October 24th at 2 p.m., Friday, October 25th at 6 p.m., and Saturday, October 26th at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at the door and online at wrctheater.org. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
C CBS News special report. Israel launches airstrikes targeting what it describes as military targets in Iran in retaliation for a ballistic missile assault October 1st. CBS's Raimi Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
We're only hearing of explosions of reports, confirmation from the Israel Defense Forces, but no reports officially of any damage in Iran.
CBS's Margaret Brennan.
The IDF says it hit military targets. That's significant in part because President Biden went out and publicly said Israel should not hit oil installations, something that Iran vowed they would then go on to attack other oil installations in other countries, thus driving up energy prices.
Ed O'Keefe reports.
We are told the president has been briefed on the situation in Israel, has been kept apprised of the details throughout the afternoon and this evening.
Sources confirmed to CBS News that the U.S. was given a heads up, and a defense official says that the U.S. is not involved in Israel's strikes on Iran. CBS News special report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Wisconsin Rapids River Kings celebrate 10 years. This junior hockey team with the U.S. Premier Hockey League, led by head coach and GM Paul Peckman, is looking forward to many successful seasons while focusing on the advancement of their players to the next level. The River Kings make their home debut in Rapid City on October 27th and 28th against Hudson, with puck drop at 7 p.m. on the 27th and noon on the 28th. Find more info and their full game schedule at riverkingshockey.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s. Low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer weigh me, my resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. Mm-hmm. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. Small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore. I've got to take the chance or let it pass by if I expect to.
Like a Blackfoot Daisy out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. The con
covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah, they're ringing. Jenny slips something in his Tennessee whiskey. No long man was ever gonna find. And how he died is still a mystery. But he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. He's standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church.
Turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. My buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. Her little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I die. And I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live to love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. I never wanted nothing more, and I never wanted nothing more.
WIRI.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Down in Lynchburg, Tennessee, been working hard for good old boys like me. I don't want to be the one to tell them that stuff that they've been selling ain't working like it should, but I damn sure wish it would. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns the whiskey. Maybe it's the bar or the stool I'm on. Maybe it's the band and the sad old song that keeps me buying rounds, that keeps me turning down any girl that wants to dance. You ain't giving them a chance. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns a whiskey. Touching you, but whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many, and the thing that really gets me is whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns the whiskey. Yeah, the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns the whiskey. All the folks down in Lynchburg, working hard for good old boys like me.
Country Legends 24-7, 105.5 FM.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. Said, what you been up to lately? I told him, chasing a dollar. And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree and watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things.